Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy, and how can I help you?
Hi, Cindy. I had a charge on my charge card statement that gave me this phone number, gave me an amount, and I have no idea what it's for. It says lifestyle concept routine, and I don't know what it is.
Okay, hold on for one moment if you don't mind.
Okay.
Just trying to log back into my system. I'll be right with you. Okay, I was able to pull up another link. One moment. And then what's your zip code, please?
85013
Thank you. And your first and last name?
Robin Schnee.
Okay, Ms. Schnee, I do have an account pulled up. And if you can verify for me, please, your address.
810 West Oregon Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay, thank you. And I'm just checking to see what you ordered. Okay, it looks like you entered in a contest to receive a Dyson vacuum cleaner. And in doing
Okay.
that, you also were enrolled in a subscription for a meal plan app. It provides you with nutritional recipes, workout videos, and things like that.
Okay. This, I never should have done it. I've never done this before. It said it was zero amount, that I wasn't being charged anything.
Now, did you read over
And
the disclosure of the terms?
probably not. Probably
Okay.
didn't read the fine print. So how do I get this canceled out?
Okay, now I can lower the cost where you would be a member at $20, but discount it
Look,
as
I'm allergic
$20.
to all kinds of food. I'm not interested in anything. I
Okay,
never received the vacuum. I don't want it.
Well, see the
It
Dyson
sounded
vacuum cleaner, it's
too
like a
good to
sweep.
be true.
I understand. It's like a sweepstakes that you enter. And each time you are a member of the meal plan app, your name is entered in the contest.
Oh, how do I get out of this?
Okay, I did cancel out the account per your request. And I could provide you with your cancellation number so you'll have it for your records.
I'm ready.
Okay, hold on for one moment. The cancellation number is going to be C like Charles, 920-491-599.
That was Susan Charles, 920-491-599.
Correct. And it's just confirmation that the account was canceled.
Okay. Will I be getting a credit for that $59.89, or am I stuck with that and just no more charges?
Well, unfortunately, we do have a strict refund policy. Once you've been billed for the product, it is yours to keep.
Oh. Okay.
Hold on for
But I
one
will get
moment.
no more charges, right?
That is correct. Hold on for one moment if you don't mind. Just looking over your account. One moment. Okay, now the system, let's see what it will allow me to refund. One moment. Okay, now the system will allow me to credit 25%. I can at least credit 50% back to your account for that charge.
Okay, I'd appreciate that.
No problem. Hold on for one moment. cereal bill $59.89. I'll just round up and credit $30 back to the account. One moment. And I just need to make notations on the account. Now, you do want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing of that credit. One moment. Okay, you are all set. I did update the account. And again, you want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing of that credit.
Okay, so you credited $30, and mm-hmm. I will not be charged anymore for whatever this thing was.
Correct.
Okay, thank you very, very much, Cindy.
Oh, you're welcome. Glad I was able to help at least a little bit.
It really threw me when I was
going
through the statement. It's like, what is this? Mm-hmm. I have no clue. And I did click on, I do remember seeing something that said, oh, I got this.
Mm-hmm. And it's easy
thank
to do
you,
because
man.
I've done it before too. So now when I receive things in my email or anything, I just zoom right past it. I don't answer because I even get so many different text messages about different things that,
yeah. You
know, they want you to sign up for. Don't even click on it because there's so many, especially because of the war going on. And, oh, my goodness, there's a lot of scammers out. My son got scammed. My daughter's gotten scammed before. And luckily, knock on wood, so far I haven't. But you just have to really, 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 really be careful nowadays. It's just unfortunate.
Yes, you do. Mm-hmm. And, oh, my God, it's been like, oh, 10, 15 years ago,
mm-hmm.
someone stole my husband's identity.
Oh, that's horrible because it takes forever trying to clean that up.
Oh, yes,
mm-hmm.
it does. I
mm-hmm.
mean, they went shopping at Home Depot and opened charge. How I found out was they opened a charge card at a Target, I think it was. And the card came in the mail to my husband, and I go, why did you open a charge card here? You won't even walk in that store. You've never been in that store in your
mm-hmm.
life. Why would you get a charge card there?
Right.
So that's how we found out and researched and
mm-hmm.
that he had been scammed. And somebody back in, we're in Arizona and they
mm-hmm.
were in Michigan.
Wow.
And just unbelievable.
And too bad you didn't get some type of alert, you know, from your bank.
No,
mm-hmm.
we didn't. They were opening charge cards all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Things just happen so quick and it takes so long to find out.
Mm-hmm. It does.
It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I really appreciate all your help. Thank
you.
Oh,
no problem. You're welcome.
You have a wonderful day.
You too, and thank you for calling customer care.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.